Thank you, Kevin. Now to our final batch of stories, which include plans for a city school sixth form, a serious attack on two police officers, and entertainment has been enjoyed around the city. But first, the Theatre Royal confirms 165 job losses in the wake of coronavirus.
The total number of jobs cut at Norwich Theatre Royal, Playhouse and Stage 2 has been confirmed amid uncertainty as to when the venues will be able to reopen at full capacity. Across the three venues, all run by Norwich Theatre, 165 individuals have lost their jobs as a result of the coronavirus pandemic and the financial implications of prolonged closure. At the start of July, Norwich Theatre announced a major restructure of its 217 staff and said that 113 employees were at risk of redundancy, making up 53% of the workforce. A further 59 employees engaged on irregular 0 hours contracts were told they would no longer receive any work. Stephen Crocker, Norwich Theatre Chief Executive, said, "It is with great sadness that following a 45-day consultation period with our staff, which concluded on August the 17th, during which period we had not been able to confirm a date for when large-scale shows can return to the Theatre Royal, which is critical to our future planning, we had to confirm that the roles of 79 individuals had been made redundant. This followed the agreement of voluntary redundancies with 31 individuals and the termination of contracts for a further 55 flexible hours staff. Our board of trustees and I are hugely grateful for the huge contributions our talented team have made to the success of Norwich Theatre and thank them for their commitment to our organisation. None of us could have predicted the extent of the impact that COVID-19 would have on our organisation and our sector as a whole, as theatres like ours across the country are being forced to remain closed and therefore make major changes in order to ensure that they can reopen again. My team and I have been working together to support all of our staff at what is an incredibly difficult time. All three venues have been shut since March, with Norwich Theatre Royal having to cut short its month-long run of hit musical Les Miserables.
A police officer has vowed to continue running toward the danger despite receiving these horrific injuries in a brutal attack while on duty in Norwich city centre. Her attacker, Shannon Lovelock, was starting a 4-year jail term after he caused injury to three officers, including Inspector Laura Simmons, who suffered a fractured eye socket and broken nose in the incident. Inspector Simmons, who suffered permanent damage to her vision, spoke exclusively to this paper about the attack, saying that while she vowed to continue as an officer, it had impacted both her and her friends and family. The officer of 11 years said, "They've questioned whether the job is worth it. I've reassured them that it's my passion and that every day my instinct is to run towards the danger when others are running away. My colleagues do it, and I want to lead by example and show them I can still do it." Inspector Simmons had been on a public order patrol in King Street area of the city when she and a colleague, Sergeant Graham White, were attacked.
A new sixth form block at a city school has been given the green light after previous plans were withdrawn due to complaints from people living nearby. In May, City of Norwich School on Eton Road lodged a bid for a new sixth form and a separate dance studio, but the school scrapped the plans after concerns were raised by locals over potential noise disturbance from the dance studio. Now, though a fresh bid for a sixth form block, which sees the dance studio located within the existing performing arts building instead, has been approved, the plans also include the demolition of two existing mobile science blocks. Prior to the demolition, the plans say there will be suitable and sufficient surveys to ensure there is no acceptable amenity harm arising to the nearby residential occupiers on Eton Road. The design and access statement said the development would allow a much-needed improvement of the existing school facilities in the form of a new sixth form block. If built, the sixth form block would feature three classrooms, an ICT room, a library and a study, and cafe area, but would not increase the number of students at the school. The school has an overall capacity of 1,730 children, with some 1,597 children recorded to be on the roll as of March 2020, according to figures from the Department of Education. The school, which has students between the ages of 11 and 18, converted to academy status in September 2014 and forms part of the Ormiston Academies Trust. It also has partnerships with the London Guildhall School of Music and Drama and the Norfolk Centre for Young Musicians.
A courier whose van rolled down a car park hill and through a wall has spoken of his relief after it suffered limited damage in the incident. Michael Warden was blissfully unaware of his van's fate when his mother called him in a panic to the car park of his home on Brackendale, which backs onto Southgate Lane in Norwich. And he was then shocked to learn that the January 2016 Citroen had rolled down a slope in the car park, smashing a gaping hole through the wall, which he believes to be more than 300 years old. But remarkably, while the wall itself was in a bad state, leaving rubble and stone strewn across the pavement, his van has been left with barely a scratch. The rubble has now been cordoned off by the county council, but Mr. Warden said he was thankful it hadn't happened at a peak time for pedestrians. He said people often walk down there on their way to football matches, so if it had happened before a game on a Saturday pre-COVID, it could have been a really disastrous situation. And the van seems to be fine, so it definitely could have been a lot worse. He added, "In a way, I'm thankful the wall was there. The exact same thing happened to my uncle and his van ended up in a river. It could definitely have been worse."
Audiences have been treated to a host of unforgettable performances by local artists at Interlude Fringe in Norwich. The one-day spectacular, which was a collaboration between Norwich Theatre Royal and Norwich Fringe, was held in Chapelfield Gardens. It was the latest in line of a six-week programme of live shows taking place in the city centre park, called Interlude, which has already seen stars such as Jimmy Carr and Carl Mims perform. This event, though, threw the spotlight on artists from across Norwich with an aim of reconnecting the community together. Shows included performance, poetry, theatre and acoustic music acts.
The Sound of Music has returned to Norwich Cathedral for the first time in 6 months. Members of the cathedral's choir returned to rehearsals to prepare for their first sung service since the coronavirus pandemic began. It was the first break in music at the cathedral since the Commonwealth period from 1649 to 1660, when music was forbidden in churches. The choir's adult singers, the lay clerks and choral scholars, sang for the first time during choral evensong on Thursday. Choirs will not sing in the traditional choir stalls, but in the nave to allow for social distancing. All singers will face forward rather than towards each other. Since the resumption of public worship in July, services have been held without singing until the government's latest guidance, which now allows cathedral choirs to sing but not the congregation.
Live music fans have enjoyed a social distanced festival at the Norfolk Showground. More than 30 artists performed at Wild Fields Festival, which took place over the weekend. The two-day event was an incarnation of the successful Wild Paths Festival, which had been cancelled due to coronavirus. The inaugural Wild Paths Festival was held last year at 23 city venues over 4 days with 200 acts. Both events are the idea of Ben Street, 33, the former drummer in a band called Coasts, who performed at festivals across the world, including Coachella and Glastonbury. As well as a jam-packed lineup, festival goers were treated to a host of delicious food and drink stalls. Audiences were kept safe with roped-off zones, spaced 2 metres apart for groups of up to six, and marshalled queues for the food stalls, bars and toilets.
While coronavirus has ended any hope of people enjoying the city's largest annual Oktoberfest events, one Norwich venue is putting on its own smaller-scale event. Sir Toby's Beers, the popular mini-bar and shop on Norwich Market, is hosting its annual Oktoberfest for the third year running. Business partners Toby Westgarth, 31, and Dominic Burke, 33, are preparing to provide 4 days of Bavarian beer from September the 23rd to the 26th, the official Oktoberfest dates. Mr. Westgarth said, "We're known for our craft and wacky beers, but this event is about going back to the roots and showcase original beers, which is a little bit different for us. We will have beer from all six official Munich breweries that are at Oktoberfest, as well as lots of local lagers and Weissbier." Sir Toby's Beers has been joining forces with different market stalls over the past few weeks to put a spotlight on them and encourage a community within Norwich Market. "We wanted food that would suit beer drinking. We are collaborating with the guys who have been rocking it on the market," Mr. Westgarth said. "There will be food like pies, mash and gravy, real hearty meals that are going to soak up the beer. The stall will be ensuring all coronavirus safety regulations are being followed." Mr. Westgarth said, "We are just providing space for those bubbles of no more than six. There will be table service to avoid queuing and no cash handling and single-use biodegradable cups. You can book a table for groups of 4 to 6 people at Sir Toby's Beers," that's all one word, Sir Toby's Beers, .co.uk.